Patricia Luckett, who likes to bring you the joys and the tales of life. Just like, I cannot wait to hear about your friend and her unwanted guest.
So, excuse me.
Sorry.
My friend, she just bought a house in Dublin.
Nice.
It's an old house.
Yeah.
Old house now.
The older, the more expensive. Go on, yeah.
Well, not really. So she was asleep on the couch the other night. She just dozed off. And Dublin.
What?
She was woken up suddenly to a loud crash in the kitchen. So she grabbed the closest thing to her, which was a pillow.
Yeah.
Right. So she tentatively opened the door into the kitchen, ready to have a pillow fight with whatever or whoever it was in her kitchen making that loud crash, right?
Yeah.
And just as the door finally creaked all the way open, what did she see? A dirty rat.
Oh, no.
A rat the size of a Jack Russell scurried across her kitchen floor and back into whatever hole he came out of. And the thing is, she can't get pest control in for a couple of days.
Oh.
So now she's roomies with the rat.
Oh, so she just has to feed this rat and its family.
Well, I don't know. She asked me, I just thought maybe if she gave the rat a name, it mightn't feel so bad.
Oh, do we know if it's male or female?
We don't know. So maybe like, I don't know, like an Alex.
Or a Tony.
Or a Jamie,
Alex, Tony, yeah, there.
Or no, I don't want a rat to be called Jamie. My son is Jamie. No.
All right, okay.
Anyway, fine. So, so I said she should name the rat, and it, psychologically, it might make her feel a bit better.
Yeah.
And is there usually, if there's one rat, is there usually a few?
Yeah, they would have a lot of rats. Yeah, because
rat babies. I thought that was mice.
No, all the rodents, they're all at it. Yeah. And she's living in Dublin City. So
on the outskirts, yeah.
She's always going to be within. I suppose in an urban environment, you're always, there's a myth that you're within 6 feet of a rat anywhere. And it's actually a couple of meters. So like wherever you live, like you're within a few meters of a rat anyway, and all of its families. So there you go.
I remember I lived in a house with like hundreds of mice.
Hundreds of mice?
Hundreds of mice. They were all in the attic, but I didn't know.
You mean you lived with them?
I moved into the mice house.
Yeah.
Until one night I was sitting in the sitting room and I heard like a... And I looked down and I saw a mouse flying across the sitting room. So I hopped up on the table in the sitting room and I rang the landlord, demanded that he come down. And I stayed at the table until he came down.
It's like a scene from a cartoon.
That was fine. That was just the first mouse, but they were just coming left, right and centre. I remember my dad had to come up and stay with me for a week until we got the pest control in. They were like all up, hundreds of them.
Aww.
I had to put a towel beside, just down on my bedroom door to make sure that no mice would come in. It was.
I thought you were saying you were putting a towel down so they could sleep in the room beside you. Just like,
no.
So they're all cozy.
No.
I had a mouse. Actually, I'd love to hear, does anybody else have any mouse or kind of critter, unwanted visitor stories? 087-110-2107. I remember when I was first seeing Lisa, when we were first dating, I was on night shift on a radio station and I came in like first thing in the morning and I didn't want to wake Lisa, so I put down the fold-out bed beside her bed and I kind of laid down it and then I could feel something on my legs. I'm like, what the hell is that? And I lifted up over the duvet and there was a mouse.
Oh, God.
Sitting there looking at me like as if it wanted the recipe for ratatouille. And I'm like, hey, get out of here. I said, jump.
There's you,
the
thought you were getting lucky. And then you looked down and.
Jesus, because my little ginger mice everywhere. 087-110-2107. Mice, rats. We had a bat in the house actually the other day. It got in the bathroom window.
Oh, God.
Did I not tell you? Oh, my God. Yeah. So, like, the bat came in and I'd just gotten out of the shower. So.
Oh, I remember, and you just started screaming, and Lisa had to come to get rid of the bat.
There's a bat! There's a bat! Lisa, she knocks at the door, she goes,
"Catch him, Diddy! Catch him!"
Give me a little towel. I'm like, that's all I have on, huh? And Lisa went in and caught the bat and let them outside. All right, 087-110-2107. We are talking about basically Una's friend who has an unwanted visitor.
Yeah, a ratatouille, rat-ta-ta-ta-ta. She found a rat in her kitchen.
So what's the crack? Why can't rent control?
Rentkill come.
Yeah.
Not for a day or two.
That's mad. They must be mad busy in Dublin.
Yeah.
Leaving rats everywhere.
Infestations.
Yeah.
So she's living with the rat. So I was telling her she should give it a name just to kind of psychologically it would be better for her. But she didn't like that suggestion actually. She got a bit offended.
She got a cat.
Should
she get a cat? Cat chase a rat away. Catch it.
Yeah, I think she's just going to wait for a rent-a-kill to come over. Emer has been in touch. She said, we had a load of rats in our house in college. You could hear them scraping the insides of the walls at night. How we stay there is beyond me. College Emer had Leroy.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Scraping behind the wall. Yeah,
oh, imagine being in bed and you can hear all the rats.
They are nocturnal. Yeah.
They're nocturnal, aren't they?
Yeah, they love to come out at night going, are they? What's the story? I'm going to find all your food. I'm going to eat it. Oh, we'd a bag of hen food up on top of a barrel. Big Dave thought, right, it's in the middle of the shed, on top of a barrel, up quite high. The rat won't get at it. The rat got at it.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're good climbers and jumpers.
Climbing, jumping. They've got, like, grappling hooks, a whole lot of them. They're mad with all the, like, they're like little Batman, so they are.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I had 23 on the hot press. You want to hear the noise of them? I had to get the whole lot got sorted with mice traps.
That was mice, not mice. Rats. Yeah.
22. I lived with scores of mice as well.
Little family.
Yeah.
What other little critters or big critters have you had invade your home without you inviting them? 087-110-207. I think the biggest thing that we'd invade our garden was somebody left a gate open and we cattle and they destroyed the garden.
Cattle?
Yeah, you know, like cows.
The cows came into your garden?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, have you never had a cow come into your garden?
Funnily enough, no, I've never had a cow come into the garden.
They destroy, or goats. You ever get a goat in your garden? You come out and there's nothing left. They'd fleece the place.
What do they take?
They pocket it and then sell it in the market. So Una's friend had the unfortunate incident where she found a new visitor in her new house.
Yeah, a dirty rat in her kitchen.
Wasn't there with the housewarming gift. It was there to say, hey, I live here. Not you.
Yeah, so she's to wait a day or two before pest control come along. So she's living with the rat, essentially. Yeah. So
how do you get rid of a rat? You just like
ask them to leave.
Here you go. All right, Lynn has some
morning
stories.
Guys. Happy Friday. I have cat, so I have cat flap.
Oh, cat flap! Oh, cat flap's a great idea. If you forget your keys, crawl in through it.
One of the neighbour's cats figured out how to use this cat flap and came in regularly to eat the food. Came back one afternoon. Cat was curled up on the couch asleep. Oh. Thought it was his new home now. Oh. Had to get rid of him.
No!
Eventually, the cat just disappeared. Don't know where he went. But, he used to come in, eat the food and curl up on the couch.
Oh.
It's lovely.
Cats know.
If they're wanted or not.
No, just cats know how to rule the roost, even if it's not their own house.
Yeah, they like to wander as well, don't they?
Yeah, we used to have a cat that would come up to our window and we called it Valerie.
Valerie.
And she would come up and she'd be like, meow, meow. And we would give her a little bit of water, maybe a little snack every now and then, a little snack of Rooney.
So did she try and move in?
Yeah, pretty much. But no, we wouldn't let her into the house, though, you know.
That's kind of miserable, isn't it?
Not really.
No, you are. You're teasing her. You're giving her food and water. And then you're saying, no, there's no room at the inn, Valerie.
Well, the thing is, we called her Valerie because we thought it belonged to Valerie, who lived like four doors down.
But obviously it didn't.
But apparently everybody fed this cat and watered this cat. And the cat just, it was a fat cat. This cat wouldn't have got in a cat flap, put it that way.
How are you doing?
Good, Carl. How are you, buddy?
There's one from the workplace.
All right.
Inside in the classroom, and lad put up his hand up the front. A bowl boy, now that's why he was up the front.
Yeah.
Checky out. Saw something after coming down the pipe behind the bin there. So he told him, kill it back at your work. None of that. Until one of the good lads on the back put up the hand and said, yeah, sorry, I saw something too. I pulled back the bin. What was there? Oh, Lord. A rat. The size of my foot. What did I do? Out the door and closed it behind me, left all inside. Met the principal in the hall. He said, where are you off to? I said, there's a rat in that room now. I said, as big as herself. And he said, where's your students? I said, they're in there too. He said, geez, you better get them out. I said, I'm not going back here. I told you there's a rat. So you need to get them out. Room was closed for the week. Mice, okay. Rat, no way. Oh, your poor friend, I wouldn't stay in the house with the rat. Not an ocean. All right, chat to you later.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second.
Con, you left your students alone with the rat.
Is Con the teacher?
Con's the teacher.
Oh, my God.
Con. You dirty rat.
My God, it's a wild world out there when you've got rats in the kitchens and mice in your bedrooms. bats in the bathrooms.
It happens.
It does happen. Loads of messages coming in on 087-1102-107. What kind of critters are coming into your houses?
Just about your unwanted pets and stuff.
Not quite pets, but yeah, go on.
I remember one time, oh, a long, long, long time ago.
Come on, Tommy.
We live in an estate in town and we have a big garden, so we used to look after the odd animal for my uncles and stuff.
All right.
And there was one time we had a goat.
Goats. Oh, I know where this is going.
My mother had a line of washing out and the goat decided that he was hungry and went and ate most of the clothes that were on the line. Stop. Talk about funny.
Yes.
Yes, I don't remember that goat ever coming back the day after that.
Ah, wasn't welcome back.
He was probably sick after eating the clothes. Imagine the poor goat trying to poop them out. Like, how did that happen? The poor Billy.
Where your mind goes, just like, the goat did not have a problem pooping it out.
Really? No. So they eat everything and anything?
Everything and anything inside, yeah.
Okay.
They're mad for us. All right.
I had a pine marten in the house one time.
A pine marten in the house? Oh, they are... Oh,
nasty.
They the sharpest teeth, the sharpest claws, and the
they are kind of cute to look at, though.
Really wishy humour as well.
I found the smell upstairs.
From the pine marten?
In the attic. Went into the attic. There was one dead.
Oh, no.
And the other one used to come and visit it until I got rid of the dead one.
Oh, my God. Pine martens, they are beautiful. They have been reintroduced them into our wildlife, but everyone's a bit kind of like, would you stop it?
Did they go at your hens?
At them. They killed 19 of our hens in one night. Just one pine marten.
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Way to take the tone down there, you know.
Yeah, wouldn't be like you.
I didn't mean to, I was talking to you.
This happens all the time. When you're not getting laughs in, they always take it to a different level.
Run away from the house situation, but my brother had a van.
A van, all right, okay, I like where this is going.
That wouldn't be so tidy.
A bit like Una's car, you listen up, Una.
And he has a sweet tooth.
Una, listen up, yeah.
So there'd be wrappers and bits of chocolate and everything and sweets.
It's your brother, Una.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you remember I looked into your car and said, I genuinely thought my car was dirty. And my car is like, it looks like it's been valeted. Anyway, car, dirty, wrappers, sweets, the whole lot.
But he said, I think I have a mouse. It's kind of a little bit nibbled. So, just one day, you know, wouldn't take any heed of even having a mouse.
Yeah.
One day, opened the glove compartment and he had napkins. But they were all shredded up and they made a little nest. But there was a little family living in the glove compartment of the van. I was just like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, like
a little mouse family.
Like, how could you kick them out then if they've made a little nest for themselves and they're warm and cozy?
Yeah, we'll see now when we open your glove box and see how you feel when there's a family of mice in there.
Well, I'd leave them there and I'd feed them.
That's a lie. You never share your snacks. I actually used to live with a guy, all right, and remember we got into his Jeep one day. And we reversed out of his driveway and we were about to head off, but he quickly put the car into park, didn't even lift the handbrake, jumped out. I've never heard a man scream so much in my life. He's like, it's in my trousers! It's in my trousers! I'm like, what's in your trousers? And then he starts dropping his trousers in the middle of the housing estate.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
What is happening? And then starts jumping on his trousers. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, there's a mouse in my trousers. So there was a mouse living in his Jeep.
There's a mouse.
And it went up his trouser leg as he went to start driving. And then nested around his crotch area. And it was so funny. While he was jumping up and down, you could see the mouse down the other end of the leg just look up and just leg it away.
Oh, stop.
He was safe.
You're on iMornings.
With Karina.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.